with a look at the headlines this hour for Mesilla Valley News. Here's Rainey May.
Good afternoon. The NMDOT, in coordination with AUI Contracting, hosted a meeting to discuss the current status of the Valley Drive construction project Tuesday. The DOT says the status of the construction in the two current zones is they should be completed and moving to begin construction between Avenida and Amador by early May. Jerry Paz with Molson Corbin, the engineering and architecture firm on the project, says the new traffic patterns on completion should make traffic flow better.
These signals are going to be state-of-the-art. So the signals all up and down Valley that was done on the last phase are going to be able to talk to the signals ahead. They're going to be able to coordinate, synchronize, and so the timers, everything's based on average traffic on an average day. Well, there's no average day any day. It's just all different and random. And so they're going to be really nice signals. You're going to really enjoy those signals because they're going to give green when, as the signals adjacent to them are talking to each other, it's going to figure out optimum timing. So you're going to really like this when it's done.
The mold issue that shut down Columbia Elementary School is now bringing up questions of transparency among the Las Cruces Public School Board. More than 400 students from Columbia Elementary are still attending their classes on the premises of Centennial High School after mold was found at Columbia last September. Centennial student body leaders brought accusations of a lack of transparency against district officials at the school board meeting yesterday. The angry students demanded that District Superintendent Dr. Gregory Ewing and school board members openly share with students and parents what the district plans to do to alleviate the situation going forward. Chris Castillo, the student body president at Centennial High School, says he's happy to get some of the plans the board has for what will happen with the students of Columbia Elementary.
So it was good to hear the superintendent brief the audience and the board about some things happening with Columbia remaining on our campus for at least the next 2 years. However, I feel like a final decision has yet to have been made.
Two groups of immigrants totaling nearly 450 people are now being processed in El Paso. The two groups were found by agents early Tuesday morning. One group was picked up after 2:30 a.m. near Bowie High School and the other 5 minutes later found in the downtown area. Border agents say the asylum seekers are Central American adults and children.
With a look at the headlines this hour for Mesilla Valley News, here's Rainey May.
Good afternoon. Doniana County Commissioners have proclaimed February 13th as Ray Lucchini Day in Doniana County. Scott Ricardo has the story.
During its regular meeting Tuesday, the Doña Ana Board of County Commissioners unanimously proclaimed Wednesday, February 13th as Ray Lucchini Day in Doña Ana County. The designation is in honor of Reynold B. Ray Lucchini, who passed away on January 25th. Lucchini served as a Doña Ana County Commissioner from 1976 to 1992. His accomplishments during that time include the construction of the first fire station in the village of Doña Ana, the purchase and renovation of a former grocery store on the corner of Solano and Spruce, and his collaborative work to open the Santa Teresa Port of Entry. Lucchini also owned and operated Lucchini's Wrecking Service, a local business he opened with his brother in 1960, which is still in service today. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Scott Percato.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's border policy is inspiring a swell of opposition. Lujan Grisham's decision last week to remove state National Guard members from their mission to support the Border Patrol is being challenged by Ruidoso resident John Daniel in the form of a call for her impeachment. Daniel claims the governor is guilty of treason and is circulating an impeachment petition on change.org that as of last evening already had more than 35,000 signatures. Last week, the governor ordered the state National Guard troops to come home from the border, claiming there is no security crisis, only a humanitarian crisis. Hadley Avenue near downtown Las Cruces will have a road closure beginning Wednesday, February 13th. The closure will be from Church Street to Compost Street. The closure may be in effect for up to 2 days. Business and residential access will be maintained and will not affect roadrunner transit routes. Motorists wishing to avoid delays should seek an alternate route. Couples looking to tie the knot this Valentine's Day in Doniana County can save some time waiting in line with online marriage license applications. Couples interested in getting married on Thursday, February 14th are advised to use the online application service at donianacounty.org/clerk to speed up the process. Reverend Jesse Williams will be performing free wedding ceremonies from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Third Judicial District Judge Marcy Breyer will be on hand from 1:30 to 3:30, and Judge Lisa Schultz will be available to officiate from 3:30 to 5 p.m. All ceremonies will be performed on a first-come, first-served basis. With a look at your headlines for this hour for Mesilla Valley News, I'm Rainey May.